Question one. I do get a lot of questions about Miami Vice, and it never really there's no way it can annoy me, because the actual fact that I did and what I achieved with Miami Vice music, I'm very proud to this day, and it's something that totally changed my musical career, because I was introduced to millions of people that would never hear about me. But this way, it's just—it was just a fantastic, you know. It was like winning Olympic gold medal and a lottery and everything in the same time. And yeah, I'm still to this day very proud of the music, and I don't mind getting all the questions. Question two. I think it was inevitable that I was going to become a musician, because I was exposed to music at such an early age. I mean, my first memories is going to sleep and hearing a jazz group rehearsing next door in a next room. And even though my father also was a doctor, and I was for a while on that track, and you know, I was heading for a medical school. By the time I was in high school, I started performing and writing music, and things really took on a life of their own. And from that point, I really just had to go on and continue in music. Question three. Moving from Europe to America and eventually to New York to work on the musical scene over here, it was sort of similar to, let's say, moving to a truly professional league, where you actually, you know, play on a whole new different level. And it gave me so much more confidence, because I felt I became a member of this club that I was basically watching from across the ocean, and I always dreamed about being here. And all of a sudden, I was here, and I was playing with some of the, you know, most amazing musicians that I only dreamed about. And it was just a great, great development. Question four. I always try to work in many different genres, even like when my early records over here, the records would contain pieces of classically influenced music, something jazzy, something rock. And after, let's say, about 10 years of performing live on the road and making records, I was asked to compose music for certain motion pictures, and it just became like a natural progression, because in a film you're required to be very versatile, you know, going from project to project. And eventually it really became most amazing in working on the series Miami Vice, where every week the music style would be different depending on the locale or the theme of the show. And that was something that came very naturally to me, and it was great to be able to work that way. Question five. Writing music starts different every time. You just cannot say there's any typical way of composing. Sometimes you hear a complete piece of music, you know, melody, harmony, and all that in one. It just shows up complete. And sometimes it just starts with a rhythmic idea, as you said in the question. It's just coming from. Sometimes it's just the mood that you're in, and it just. Everything grows out of that. The key is to be prepared when the inspiration strikes you, to be able to work it into something complete.